Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager, Amy Tarkanian, and I speak with Dr. Ben Carson, running for president, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from State Senator James Settlemyer's ranch just up the street from the Corley Ranch. And our guest is Dr. Ben Carson, a pediatric neurosurgeon, who is running for president of the United States. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
And you must have had just an unbelievable response after the debate, because you were so eloquent and then funny at the end. What kind of response did you get from people?
It's been overwhelming, just the outpouring. I mean, the next day we went to Iowa, and they just had overwhelming crowds every place we went. And it's very gratifying because, you know, early on, a lot of the, I call it dishonest media, tried to do everything they could to knock me out of the race. And the last thing they wanted was for me to actually get onto the stage so that people could see that I wasn't crazy and that I actually did care about people and actually did know something beyond neurosurgery. So now they got a real dilemma, so they don't know what to do now.
Well, now, who do you regard as the dishonest media?
The people who tell lies, who have agendas, who, for instance, want to maintain a lot of the people in our country, the downtrodden, in that downtrodden, dependent state, so that they can milk them for their votes. People who are interested in stirring up the dissension in this country, creating all kinds of wars in order to maintain their power base. People who I don't think are really interested in the welfare of our nation.
Okay, but when I ask you to be specific? I mean, you're talking about the New York Times, you're talking about NBC News, Fox News, MSNBC.
I say if the shoe fits, wear it. And, they're not interested in someone who's going to break up their status quo.
All right, let me change topics to you. I was looking at your website, and one of the things that you're so strong on that website is a balanced budget amendment, and you talk about the financial problems we have in this country. getting a balanced budget amendment passed would take longer, most likely, than two terms of a presidency. So I was wondering, why is that the second theme on your website?
Well, I'm not sure that it would take that long. You know, we can balance the budget in 3 to 4 years by doing one simple thing, and that's not letting the federal budget increase by one penny. If you do that for 3 or 4 years, the budget will be balanced. It's not a hard thing to do. What's hard to do is getting the discipline and both parties to actually do it. There is so much waste involved. You know, for instance, you know, the federal government owns 900,000 buildings, 77,000 of which are either not used or underutilized, and at the same time, we're leasing with taxpayers' money over 500 million square feet of office space. You know, those kinds of things are rampant throughout our government. And in addition to not letting the budget rise, I think we should ask every department to cut their budget by 2 to 3%. And they can easily do it. Anybody who tells me that there's not 2 or 3% of fat, they're in never land.
And even if it took two sessions, isn't it worth it? I think it's completely worth it.
Oh.
And you're not afraid to speak up, which I appreciate. And you mentioned Iowa. You're actually second currently in their poll next to Trump. And you two are polar opposites on the way that you come out swinging and giving your honest, I don't want to say talking points, but your honesty. And I believe that's what America is ready for. They're tired of the politicians. They're tired of the politicians campaigning one way and then lying once they're in office.
And that's happened on both sides. Both Republicans and Democrats have done that.
Right.
And, you know, you don't hear any of the politicians, for instance, talking about the fiscal gap. I mean, we're talking about the financial foundation of our country. And we're talking $200+ trillion. And we can't sustain that. The only reason we can do it right now is because we can print money. If we want the reserve currency, we would be beyond where Greece is, and there would be no one who could save us. And what are we doing instead? We have politicians running around talking about even more spending.
Right, and I read your book, Gifted Hands, and your life story is absolutely just extraordinary. And for you to come out on top is just amazing. And I would recommend that everyone read it,
Thank you. Number one.
But I do know that some people have concerns out there because when you aren't a politician or maybe you haven't been in charge of a large company, how would you then go about overseeing as the president of the United States and managing our country?
Well, you know, in the Bible, Proverbs 15:22, it says, without wise counsel, purposes are disappointed, but they are established through wise counsel. And the wisest man who ever lived said that, which means even he didn't think he knew everything. One of the reasons that I had a very successful medical career and was able to accomplish certain very complex things that had never been done before is not because I knew everything and not because I was the most talented neurosurgeon that ever lived in the history of the world, but I knew a lot of people who knew a lot of things and had a lot of talent in different areas. And you're able to amalgamate that talent and get the synergy from all of that to accomplish a goal. In this country, we have some amazing people, because I know a bunch of them, incredible people. And we need to utilize that talent. There is no such thing as any one person who knows it all, although there's some who think they do.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll talk to Ben Carson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Ben Carson. He is running for President of the United States.
Dr. Carson, the other day in Las Vegas, presidential candidate Jeb Bush left a rally after a lot of people were shouting at him, Black Lives Matter. Now, you mentioned that phrase the other day on Fox News talking about Planned Parenthood, and what you said was, quote, one of the reasons you find most of their Planned Parenthood clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find ways to control the population. You also said on Fox the number one cause of death for black people is abortion. So do you, doctor, feel that Planned Parenthood, do black lives matter?
Well, obviously they don't. Or certainly not in the beginning. Margaret Sanger, who was the founder, believed in eugenics and believed that certain people, including blacks, were weeds and should be controlled. And that's one of the reasons that she was such a hero in Nazi Germany. And I think a lot of the people who go around proclaiming her as a hero, like Hillary Clinton, perhaps should do a little more digging before they say, this is somebody that I really admire. And of course, and when you look at the Planned Parenthood clinics, the plurality of them you will find in minority neighborhoods.
Do you see a connection with Planned Parenthood and Nazi Germany?
Well, I certainly...
Or did I misunderstand
you? I certainly see a connection in the sense that Margaret Sanger, their founder, and people like Adolf Hitler and the people who subscribed to his philosophy felt that there were certain people who were superior and certain people who were inferior, and that the way that you strengthened the society was to enhance the superior ones and eliminate the inferior ones.
Since the Senate recently voted down the defunding of Planned Parenthood, as President of the United States, what would your actions or positions be, if any?
Well, I would certainly not ever want to see the money of the taxpayers spent on murder. That just is not reasonable, particularly when at least half of the taxpayers don't agree with that. So if they want to continue with their structure, they should get private funding for it.
You say on your website that you want to keep Guantanamo Bay, the prison, open. President Obama wanted to do that at the beginning of his term. He tried to close it and failed. But we have supermax prisons in this country. Don't you think that they are strong enough to hold any prisoner? We've not had any escapes from them.
It's not a matter of whether they're strong enough to hold the prisoners. It's a matter of the fact that when we bring them here, we automatically have to extend to them certain rights, which I don't think they deserve. They're not American citizens, and they don't deserve those rights, particularly if they've been engaged in trying to destroy us and destroy our people.
Is our Department of Justice not able to prosecute terrorist crimes because you want it to be still tried by the military? Do you not have faith in the Attorney General of the United States?
I want us to use all means necessary in order to win this conflict. And we have to be smart. We cannot be politically correct. We have to be smart. They want to destroy us, and they want to destroy our way of life. And we should use every tool that we have available, not tie one hand behind our back.
But why do you think that after all this time that there are still people there, and it's, I think it's around 100 people left, and we've not been able to prosecute them?
Well, I think there should be a lot more of them, and I think we ought to look at the way that we prosecute people, particularly people who are known terrorists and have done everything that they could to destroy us.
Doctor, recently the New York Daily News, Washington Post, other outlets reported that you were defending a study of brain tumors that you co-authored decades back that relied heavily on the use of tissue samples obtained from deceased adults and fetuses. Is this comparable to Planned Parenthood's practice of distributing tissue from aborted fetuses?
Well, Ray, I'm glad you asked that question, because no, it's not anywhere close to comparable. You know, I guess the best thing to do is give you an analogy. If I'm on an archaeological dig and I find a tablet which has some writing on it, which I don't recognize and no one else seems to recognize, I turn that over to the archivist. And then they go through all of their archives that they've accumulated over the decades to try to say, oh, you know what? This looks like something that came from Mesopotamia. Well, pathologists, interestingly enough, do the same thing. So when I take that tumor out and I hand it over to them, they have a whole archive of tissue from day one of conception to people who are 120 years old. And they use those archives to determine where that tissue came from. My involvement was giving them the tissue. So, you know, one of the articles that comes out and says, look, Carson's involved in abortions and taking the fetal tissues. This is just propaganda because they're desperate. They can't find anything on me. And they're just going to keep searching and stirring up stuff and trying to take advantage of people with low information.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Dr. Ben Carson when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to Enya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Enya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
Hate to wait? Me too. That's why I shop at RC Willie. They have a huge selection of all the top name brands in stock, and that means immediate delivery.
Save now on Sony TVs for any room in your home. Choose a TV size from 32 up to 79 inches. This 48-inch smart TV is $4.99, and this 55-inch smart TV is only $9.99. Sony 4K Ultra High Definition TVs start at just $7.99. Add a Sony soundbar for just $2.99. Sony TVs are in stock now. RC Willie.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like electronics.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Ben Carson. He's running for president of the United States.
All right, Dr. Carson, Nevada recently attracted one of the largest employers in Tesla, which makes the batteries for their cars here in northern Nevada.
Yes.
They were given $1.2 billion in tax breaks and credits. As president, would you offer similar packages to entice foreign companies to come into the U.S.?
No, I would not, because I don't believe that the government's function is to pick winners and losers. I like Tesla. I have a Tesla.
You do.
Okay. But I think companies ought to rise and fall on their own merits. That's how we get the strongest companies. And that's how capitalism actually works. When we start picking winners and losers, we frequently create losers where there shouldn't have been, and winners who certainly go on to become losers.
Obamacare for the middle class, I think a lot of people would agree, has been a disaster with high deductibles and increasing premiums. Would you prefer to see expanded Medicare for all, essentially single payer instead of Obamacare?
No single payer. But what I would prefer to see is a system where the health care resides in the hands of the patients and the health care providers. And that's why I've advocated for health savings accounts available to people from the day they're born to the day they die, at which time they can pass it on. And we pay for it with the same dollars that we pay for traditional health care. We would have to use as many of them. And you give people the ability to shift money within their health savings account within their family. So let's say Amy needed $500 more than she had. Well, her husband could give it to her out of her, or a cousin or uncle or anybody in the family. Makes every family their own insurance company, gives you enormous flexibility. There's no middleman involved.
Okay, but how do you deal with a situation where somebody has to have an operation that's $100,000?
Well, I haven't finished.
I'm sorry.
Okay, and that, of course, makes your catastrophic insurance much cheaper, because the only thing that's coming out of that is catastrophic health care. And you make it possible to buy that across state lines. You know, it's sort of like having a homeowner's insurance policy with a large deductible. It's a very different animal than a homeowner's policy, which you want every scratch covered. And that's the same thing that would happen with your catastrophic insurance. Now, that takes care of 75% of the population. It doesn't take care of the indigent. And how will we take care of them? Well, how do we take care of them now? Medicaid, $400 to $500 billion annual budget. How many people participate? About a quarter of the population, which is way too many, and we'd be working on that. But in the meantime, that's what it is. 80 million people, 80 million into 400 billion, 5,000 times. That's how much money we allocate for everyone. Now, what could you buy with that? Concierge practice, $2,000 to $3,000 a year. So we can put them all in concierge practice, still have thousands left over for the catastrophic insurance. I'm not saying we should do that, but there's enough money to do that. And give them their own control over it. They would be able to do it. A lot of people in government say they're too stupid. That's not true. They would learn how to not go to the emergency room, because they would very quickly see that costs five times more than going to the clinic. Go to the clinic, get taken care of, where they look at your next problem. So we start engaging in preventive health care, saving a whole nother level of money. All those are kind of things that we need to start doing as a society.
The Nevada Democrats, they knew you were coming to town today, so they had a press conference yesterday. And one of the things that they was critical of you about is a remark you made, must go back 2 years, about Obamacare, that your quote was, quote, worst thing that has happened to this nation since slavery. And could you explain that?
We have about 2 minutes, sir.
I've learned to be a little less colorful with my language. But the point is, this country was created of, for, and by the people. The government was there simply to facilitate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With Obamacare, the government comes along and says, don't care what you people think. We're shoving this down your throat. And if you don't like it, too bad. That's a complete different paradigm. And if we begin to accept that, we change from the United States of America that is a free nation to something else completely. And I think that went right over most people's heads.
Okay.
With Harry Reid stepping down and Chuck Schumer taking over for the Democrats, what do you think this is going to mean as far as Yucca Mountain is concerned?
Well, I hope, regardless of who's there, that they will respect the opinions of the people of this state. And, you know, I know there's a move afoot to do a definitive study. I know there's been studies done before, but people argue about whether they're definitive or not. And let's, before the study is done, have people on both sides involved in the design of the study so that they accept it and agree to accept the results of it.
Would you possibly be in favor of it being used as a reprocessing facility as opposed to a repository?
Yes, because it could generate a lot of money for the state. You know, money's should be required to bring it in. I think we're talking, what, $1.3 trillion or something, $1 billion, rather. And then reprocessing, too. It could be quite a bonanza for the state, but we have to make sure it's safe.
Okay, and that would have been my follow-up question was, is it safe? And absolutely correct. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate
it. It's been a pleasure
here
being
on
with all of you.
Perfect Nevada day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ben Carson. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Now this is the law of the jungle. As old and as true as the sky. And the wolf that shall keep it may prosper. But the wolf that shall break it must die. As the creeper that girdles the tree trunk, the law runneth forward and back. And the strength of the pack is the wolf. The strength of the wolf is the pack. One community, one pack.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second.